Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw that crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. That's Ken Heath bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Jenny Beth Martin. She's the CEO of the largest national Tea Party organization, and teapartypatriots.com. Is that right, Jenny Beth?
.org.
teapartypatriots.org. Check that out. So, Jenny Beth, I want to tell us a little bit about the Tea Party in a minute, where it is today. But before we do, I want you to give us a quick tour of something you talked to me about offline. You have an experience. You don't have to give us all the details if you want to, but you have experience with how the coronavirus shutdown has affected girls, young women, and as opposed to young men. And would you talk to us about that quickly?
Yes, I have 17-year-old boy-girl twins, and so I kind of have seen the virus from both a female and a male perspective. And my daughter, and I think a lot of her friends are in the same boat, have really missed that social interaction that is so extremely important to teenage girls especially. My son has been he just gets online and games, and he's gaming with his friends from school. So he wound up having a lot of social interaction through the gaming outlet that the girls just don't get into.
It's more aggression and not social, which is the way boys are.
You're right. It is that, and then he does some of the SimCity type, I don't know exactly which games it is. So some of it is building things also, right. But it's just a different approach than for girls. Mm-hmm.
Boys are liable to drive down the road for 30 minutes and not even say anything, and the girls are obviously not going to do that. So it is now that's an interesting dynamic that you were just mentioning. I appreciate you giving us that report. Before we let you go, though, I want you to give us a report on where the Tea Party is today. The Tea Party was very much in the news for a number of years, and now not so much. What do you think?
Well, you get in the news when you're new, and so we were in the news a lot initially because we're brand new. It doesn't mean we've gone away. We still do a lot. We don't have to protest as much right now as we used to, so we're not in the streets, mm-hmm. but we're helping at a state and local level. Over the last 12 to 14 weeks, we've been working with doctors from around the country to help ease the fear related to the lockdowns. And it wound up being kind of a natural fit for us because these doctors were dealing with government overreach in many cases, and the government getting between their relationship with the patient, the doctor-patient relationship. And we warned of that during the Obamacare debate. And so it's a pandemic, so different things happen, but we can learn from these experiences to work to make sure the government doesn't overreach in the future, especially when it's not a pandemic.
Yeah, I'm assuming that the Tea Party is going to support President Trump because Joe Biden is, you know, he's not a conservative in any case, and he's less than he ever was. So what is the Tea Party going to do this between now and the next 100 days?
Thank you so much for asking that. We've got a great project plan that people can volunteer from right at home. We have people who are writing letters and postcards directly to swing voters in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And then we will be reaching out to those same voters with text messages. Our goal is to reach 1 million voters with 4 to 5 different touches between now and Election Day.
What are you saying to them?
Well, we're talking about how President Trump is a great American leader. He He is leading our country. We saw amazing economic, amazing economy before the pandemic, and we know he can lead the economy back there again. And then also talking about the importance of law and order and the fact that President Trump supports police and law and order.
What about what do you what does the Tea Party say when Joe Biden comes up, that topic?
We haven't been completely out attacking Joe Biden right now. I'm sure that we will be at a point where we're doing that a little bit closer, not him personally, but his policies. The fact is, he is going to wind up filling his entire administration with these radical liberals, the ones who are not condemning the violence that we see in our streets right now.
Yeah.
He is going
he's
to
already, he's already
increase
said
taxes.
That. How do you think that's going to – how do you think – The closer we get to the election, he starts filling that out. How do you think that's going to sit with middle America?
I don't think it's going to sit well with middle America. I think that they don't want those radical policies for their agenda. That's part of the reason why they did not, even the Democrat Party voters did not want that. Otherwise, they had a choice. They could have done something like that by electing or nominating Bernie Sanders. They did
not.
In step with the Democrat voters, much less the American public.
That's a real good point. TeaPartyPatriots.org is the website. Jenny Beth Martin is the CEO of the largest one of those in the country. Hey, Jenny Beth, will you come back and keep us updated on how things are going with the back-to-school movement?
I would love to do that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Good job. Jenny Beth Martin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.